Welcome to the message for the online service. It's a joy and honor that we're able to bring this message to you and for you, a very similar message that I'll bring on Sunday morning. This week, though, I want to talk a little bit about the wisdom of the Magi, and more importantly, the wisdom of God Almighty. The Magi were a very important part of the birth of Christ because they brought God's wisdom and they shared with them and they protected Jesus from Herod. But the astrologers traveled thousands of miles to see this King of the Jews. And when they finally found him, they responded with joy, worship, and gifts. How different from the approach that we often take today. We expect God to come looking for us. Explain himself, prove who he is, and give us gifts. Those who are wise still seek Jesus because they suspect that he is unlike any other person, sent for a special purpose. Do you really know who he is and how important it is for you to discover him? Well, I've taken a little bit of part of Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. So I hope and pray that you take time to go and read it for yourself. But I also want to focus on John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. I think it adds a little bit of credibility to who Jesus was and the witnesses and the disciples, that they were eyewitnesses, so to speak. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, New Living Translation. In the beginning, the Word was already existed. He was with God, and he was God. He was in the beginning with God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that he did not make. Life itself was in him, and this life gives light to everyone. The light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was only a witness to the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was going to come into the world. But although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him when he came. Even in his own land and among his own people, he was not accepted. But to all who believe in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn. This is not physical birth resulting from human passion or plan. This rebirth comes from God Almighty. So the Word became human and lived here, each of us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. John pointed out to the people. He shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said someone is coming who is far greater than I, for he existed long before I did." We have all benefited from the rich blessings that he brought, one gracious blessing after another, for the law was given through Moses. God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. Verse 18. I think this is a very important verse for all of us to think about. No one has ever seen God, but only his Son, who is God himself, is near to the Father's heart. And he had told us about him. Hallelujah. May God add the blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, wisdom is an interesting word. We talk about wisdom a lot. We study the book of Proverbs. The beginning of knowledge is wisdom. So the beginning of knowledge is really God. God is wisdom. But it's an interesting word because wisdom is a kind of a combined faculty of the human mind, if you would, which we use for knowledge, experience, comprehension, common sense, that's a good thing, insight, intuition, and the senses, perception, compassion and understanding of signs and oracles, mysteries and miracles to discern what is true about something or a situation. Now, for the wise, knowledge is not limited to the facts and figures, but can comprise all the mysteries of the universe and beyond. A wise person assesses a situation or a person into intuition or sees and understands things that others may miss. Wise people are good decision makers and accurate readers of people and personalities. They recognize patterns, and they help and see how they make choices based on what others might dismiss or missing in accuracy or proof or tangible evidence. Think about the wise. The wise prove that knowledge goes far beyond what they see with the eye, or can see in communication, or can reveal. In fact, wisdom argues that sights and words are easily deceptive. True knowledge lies somewhere in between. Now, those who rely on facts prefer to see only the bright light of day. The wise see the best in all of us, or shall I say through or past, or the gray, or the haziness, or the humanness, to reveal what lies beneath the surface. You see, in early biblical times, and still in the time of Jesus' birth, every court in the world employed the Magi. Now, I didn't know that until I did a little research on it, that every court in the known world employed magi, that is, wise men. These would be advisors to the king, for they could see and foretell, warn, that is, of coming dangers to kingdoms. They could interpret dreams. They could give sound and economic advice, especially when it comes to agricultural situations. And based on the movement of the stars, the weather patterns, the planetary positions of the planets and the skies, they could predict calamities and see through enemy postures. They could detect the best solutions for those problems and discern the right path to take. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? They were sound in judgment. They were mathematicians, after all, philosophers and theologians and cultural gurus, intellectuals, prophets. They were astronomers and astrologers. I always get them mixed up, but anyhow, you know what I'm talking about. I get my tongue around my tooth, can't see what I'm saying. But they were also psychologists and spiritualists, and they did not only understand their own culture and religion, but they studied the cultures and the religions of their foreign neighbors and enemies. They read widely from all available libraries at the time. They were the scholars of their day. They held one of the most important and prominent vital positions in the kingdom. Their word was as good as gold. Now, we can't be sure who the Magi were who came to see the baby Jesus. And we aren't sure from which country they hailed from or which prophetic manuscripts that they knew about the coming of Jesus, the Messiah. But we do know they knew. Most believe they were following the predictions of one of their own ancient magi, Daniel. You can read about Daniel in the book of Daniel, and he was certainly appointed by an extraordinary king to King Nebuchadnezzar in the Babylonian captivity. They were known as one of the wisest men ever to advise the king. Unhappy with his own advisors, the king appointed the Jewish Daniel. You can read about that in the book of Daniel, who was able to advise wisely for many years. And in his writing, Daniel predicted the coming of a Messiah who would rule Jerusalem, but later be cut down. From the other texts, the Magi knew this Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem, and that a star would lead them to the place. Daniel 9, Micah 5, Numbers 24. You see, they studied the manuscripts. They studied the stars. They constructed timelines. and they looked for signs in their culture and in their world. And when time came for the Messiah to be born, they knew and made the historic trip that Matthew in chapter 2 recorded for us, as I mentioned earlier at the beginning. Most interesting is that these magi did not fear the child. The countries they heralded from did not see the new Jewish king as a threat, for he was to unite the world in peace. The ones who feared Jesus were the ones that was holding power in Jerusalem. You know, old King Herod and the Romans? The Magi discerned their character very quickly, and they understood jealousy, and they understood the dangers and the temptation of power. So at this point, I want to remind us that you, the writers of the Gospel, could not possibly record every single thing about Jesus or his life, his teaching, or even his ministry. The volumes would fill a library. And no one could possibly record everything about somebody else's biography. Oh, goodness gracious, Robbie. So when we write a biography, we choose moments and memories and acts that stand out, that define the person, that we find interesting or useful, or that we hold in high esteem. I mentioned that last week because between Jesus' birth and then when he went to the temple at 12 years old, the rest of Jesus' life was pretty much not recorded by the gospel writers. I guess they had their own reason. Although you can find a lot about his life in between those times in some of the books in the Apocrypha. But the gospel writers, too, wrote this way. In their biography of Jesus, what they chose to include was important, and what they chose to highlight is extremely important, and we must ask why. That's always an interesting word in our English language today when we're trying to determine or solve something. The most important thing to ask is why. Why did they make that trip? And then when they made it, why at that time? Why did they first go to Jerusalem? And why did they bring the gifts they did? Why did they try to thwart Herod? These are all good questions for us to ponder. But when we do, we realize how very wise these magi truly were. Something else becomes extremely important in the magi's discernment of Jesus' birth and his heritage. The Jewish scrolls, including now what we call the Apocrypha, as I mentioned, and missing texts, no doubt, pointed to a Messiah, whose both parents would hail from the line and the legendary King David. The Essenes long knew of the importance of this lineage and would have protected that knowledge and the family who bore it, as long as they could, to ensure the life of the future king. The Magi not only sought Jesus, they protected him. This is vital to us for us to understand about the role of the Magi in Matthew's Gospel. They are responsible for keeping King Herod away from the child and enabling his family to shuffle him undercover, if you would, to Egypt for the next few years until the death of Herod. Now, it seems that many around the Jewish territory understood what was going on in Jerusalem, understood the political and the spiritual implications of the birth of this newborn king, understood the monumental religious meanings behind the birth of Jesus, and sought to honor and to protect the newborn revolutionary. In a sense, everyone knew but Herod and the Jewish elite. Well, the word world was secretly contemplating and welcoming the birth, the prophetic Jewish ruler who would revolutionize and bring peace to and unite the world to the elite of Judea. They slept and they ignored the signs. They were too caught up in their own power and drama, anything that would threaten it. They would see as a welcome sign, but as fodder for a kill. But by the time the Magi saw the constellations that led to them to make that long journey to Jerusalem and Judea, and by the time they did their rounds with Herod, and by the time they set off in the direction of Bethlehem, and by the time they found the child Jesus was in a house, most likely built by that time by his father Joseph, along with his mother, and he was probably at least 1 year old. Now there they presented the child and his mother with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold for the journey and raising for the child, frankincense for incense, which is also an anti-inflammatory and anti-microbial things that we use today to fight this COVID, and myrrh for the healing of wounds. And all of these were in care to protect. They were protective agents to ensure the life of that child. Now, many children died in those days. They needed to make sure that this one was kept well. These were valuable and practical gifts to ensure the well-being of a child. And for the Magi, were not only philosophers, but healers and natural healers who understood the medical properties of the herbs and stones and spices and oil, yeah, even stones. In everything they did, the Magi protected Jesus and finally warned in a dream not to return to Herod. They went back to their own country by another route. Who warned them? The God of the Hebrews? Well, their own perception in the situation, their inherited wisdom. So be a Magi today of your day. Study the scriptures and seek to understand the ways of God. Engage in daily prayer and meditation and solitude, and take part in worship. Thank God that you're in worship with us today. And praise Him and offer thanksgiving. These are not just the joys of Christmas. These are the ways of the faithful and the wise. And my prayer for all of us, may Christ be with you this season and always. In God's precious name, amen.